Tempers flared today at a meeting between local economic development directors and state officials over changes to state policy and Governor Paula Page's refusal to release more than $8 million in federal job training funds. Robbie Feinberg has more.
Federal funds are supposed to be distributed to local workforce boards across the state, which work with service providers to train tens of thousands of job seekers. Currently, less than 40% of the federal funds go to direct job training and tuition. Much of the rest goes towards case management and counseling. But at a state workforce board meeting on Friday, state officials proposed a policy change for those local boards to increase the share of the money that goes to job training, up to 60%. Department of Labor Commissioner John Butera says the change is needed to help businesses get more workers into jobs.
And that's what the governor's trying to do, give people skills, give people transferable skills that they can have with them for their lifetime.
And Fred Weber, the state workforce board chair, says he agrees with the new 60% goal. But officials with some of Maine's local workforce boards clearly don't.
Let's be real and stop treating us like second-class citizens.
Michael Beret is the executive director of Coastal Counties Workforce, Inc., based in Brunswick. He says the proposed requirements aren't workable and would limit the ability of career centers and other providers to help job seekers who need help with serious issues, including substance abuse. He said the policy shift reflects a lack of communication between the state and those who connect with real people on the local level.
A lot of us have worked years in this system and love this system. So don't act like you're the only ones with any damn goals.
After hours of deliberation and four votes, the board agreed on a compromise from Republican State Senator Amy Volk that would gradually phase in the new budget requirements over the next few years and allow some services, such as case management, to be classified under job training. But it's still not clear what's going to happen with the more than $8 million in federal job training funds for this year that Governor LePage has withheld since September, after the U.S. Department of Labor denied his request to eliminate either the state or local workforce boards. In October, Coastal County's workforce sued LePage and Maine Labor Commissioner John Butera, seeking the release of the funds. That litigation is still ongoing. And some local officials are optimistic that this new agreement could lead to better communication between the state and local boards. And Antoinette Mancusi, the deputy director for Coastal County's workforce, hopes it could mean an end to the impasse.
I'm personally hopeful that the resolution will allow for the release of the funds that are being held by the governor.
But Joanna Russell, the executive director of the Northeastern Workforce Development Board based in Bangor, isn't so sure.
So while this is an advisory board and this board had a healthy conversation today, we're not sure what that means in the end with Governor LePage and how he chooses to move forward with the decisions that were made today. That's very relevant to this whole process.
A spokesperson for the Maine Department of Labor didn't return a request for comment. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.